David, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Great to have you on the program. We just had Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes live from New York talking about the Eastern snowstorm and how he had to deal with that, just trying to get to work. I can't imagine being stuck in an airport for days. It's got to be a trying time for travelers.
Well, it's good news and bad news. The good news is the snow has stopped. The blizzard is almost over. There's high winds expected today, and I know it's difficult getting to work. But the runways are open at most of the major airports along the East Coast, and they started about 6 o'clock last night. And but the bad news is that two things. One is there's tons of travelers stranded. Over the course of this blizzard, 8,000 flights along the East Coast were canceled. And if you think that there's, 100 people a flight, that's 800,000 people that have been left stranded. If there's 150 a flight, that's 1.2 million. That's a lot of people. So there are a lot of people trying to get home, and it's a busy holiday season anyway. And the airlines have to lay on more flights and more availability to do that. And what they did before the storm was they diverted their planes. So it's going to take time. And there was a situation like this that happened earlier this month in London at Heathrow Airport, and it took up to 5 days for people to get back to their homes.
And that can be such a challenge, not only for the affected airports where people are stranded, but back here in Michigan at airports here in Lansing or in Grand Rapids, or a lot of folks in Detroit are stranded because connecting flights originate from the East Coast, whether it's New York, whether it's Charlotte. We talked with someone yesterday who was trying to get to South Carolina and can't get it done.
That's right. If you have to connect anywhere through the East Coast, you're in trouble. But here's my advice. If you have a trip you have planned and you don't absolutely have to go now, the airlines are making allowances and will give you refunds for it. So, for example, let's say you have a trip down to Florida and you're connecting through New York. You can get a full refund for that. Now, the average fares from Grand Rapids and Lansing down to Florida can be $500 or $600 before New Year's. But after New Year's, the fares go down. So you're looking at a $300 airfare. So if you are flexible and you can get the airline to give you back your money, and assuming you can get the hotel to give you back their money and rebook, you can save several hundred dollars per person right now, because the airlines are they're never flexible, right? But they're being flexible now because they don't have a choice. And they would be happy for you to give up their seat so they can get some people out and move some people around. So save some money, and that's what we're doing at that's what we're advising travelers at getaroom.com, and so that we can get people out more quickly, and then they can save some money on their airfare and their hotels too.
We're talking with David Littman, who is the travel expert and co-founder from getaroom.com. David, where the challenge could be, I'm someone who used to travel for a living, so I knew never to check luggage. I also brought plenty to read. I'd have my computer with me, and I'd also bring stuff to eat that I could put in a bag for folks who aren't prepared or aren't financially of means. Being stuck someplace like that could be a real emotional and mental challenge.
Yeah, it's a real bummer sometimes, because the airports yesterday started running out of food and concessions and water and everything else. So it wasn't a whole lot of fun for people. But usually there's in those airports, as you know, there are airline clubs, and usually you can join them for a day, and they're not that expensive. They're anywhere from $25 to $50 for the day. So you can go sit in a nice club, get free drinks, pretty decent food, high-speed internet, and all that stuff for free, and really kind of wait out the storm, so to speak. And so, that's an opportunity there. It's not that expensive. You can go in there, you can enjoy yourself for the day, and it's also good. The other thing is that a lot of people are trying to stay at airport hotels because they want to be close by instead of waiting for their flight at the airport. So you're really not going to get out that quickly. So if you're stuck at an airport in one of the East Coast cities, you really want to move toward town where you can get lower rates. I mean, there are rates tonight in New York for decent hotels, about $120 in New York City, and that's only 15 or 20 minutes from the airport.
What are airports and airlines required to do when there are challenges like this?
Well, it's on weather challenges, they're not required to do anything. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to pay you. They don't have to give you compensation. They don't have to pay for your food. They don't have to pay for anything. If it's a mechanical issue and it lasts a certain amount of time, yeah, they have to give you a food voucher. And, you know, if it lasts a particular amount of time and your flight gets canceled and you have to stay overnight, they have to pay for a hotel. But right now, they're not paying for anything. It's all coming out of the traveler's pockets. It's all weather-related. But it was actually, you know, it was definitely made worse by the airlines, because the airlines understood, and they can read the weather forecast too. So what they did before the storm started is they started diverting flights out of those cities so they could move their jets around a little bit. And now, with the airports open, they're scrambling back, and they're moving their jets back, and it takes actually longer now to get people from place to place, because they don't have enough flights or jets going into the affected airports. So it's going to take some time. So you've got to think, you know, I'm looking at stories and I'm hearing from people, including my son, who's stuck in a New York airport. He's going to be there for 3 or 4 days.
Really? It's going to take that long
to
get those folks out of there?
Yeah, it really is, because there's, I mean, it's holiday travel, and every flight is full. And as you know, as an experienced flyer, all the flights now have been cut back. You know, from a couple of years ago, there were a lot more flights, and there are a lot fewer flights now. 8,000 flights were canceled the last few days. That's a lot of flights. And so all those middle seats and all those things are going to get filled, and the passengers are going to get out slowly, because everybody wants to be on those flights now.
And, David, before I let you go, earlier in the interview, you mentioned how a lot more folks are flying. Is it because the rates are so cheap? And I would imagine that that's the principal reason why our rates cheap, because gas isn't that much lower than it was last year.
Well, the airlines are more efficient now, so they are able to offer lower rates over the holidays. The rates go down at the beginning of the year. So, really good time to travel, especially to some of the colder weather cities, is at the beginning of the year. The rates go down about 20 or 30% at the beginning of the year, just for seasonal issues. So, again, if you can delay that trip just by a week, and you can get money back from the airline now, you can save hundreds of dollars a person. You know, a family of four can save $1,000 really fast.
And, David, tell folks about GetAroom.com.
GetAroom offers low rates in a bunch of cities across the United States and Europe, and we have exceptional rates. Our best rates are available by phone by calling 800-468-3578, or you can book online.
Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.